Teleport now! Liberator! I need teleport now!
Teleporting now.
You cut that very fine, Avon. Did I wake you?
You'd been down there for 2 hours, and the first thing you say is teleport now. Be grateful I reacted as quickly as I did, or even at all.
I like putting my life in your hands, Avon. I like the uncertainty of it.
Speaking of uncertainty, Mikhailov...
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
I want an answer.
It turns out that Lamaros Mikhailov is connected to the Federation only by the fact that they guard the high-security prison where he's spent the last year of his life. And as I just discovered, they guard it well.
He's a prisoner.
He's a killer, of the kind that even the Federation finds objectionable.
So, not the Mikhailov we want.
We're looking for someone connected to a Federation project classified at the highest level. This man isn't it.
And then there was one.
Yes. One Mikhailov left on our list. So, let's not waste time. Jenna, Blake, set course for Straxes. Standard by 7.
Planet Straxes.
Thank you, Zen. Reduce speed to standard by 2.
Confirmed. Speed reducing to standard by 2.
This is another wild goose chase, I know it.
Wild Mikhailov chase.
Aurak, what update do you have for us on this Mikhailov?
I have already explained that this is not an exact process. The communications traffic that mentioned the Federation's data interception program provided little detail of the individual known as Mikhailov.
All right, Aurak, you've got your excuse in early. Now answer the question.
We know from the captured information that the Mikhailov linked to the data interception program was living in the solar system 6 years ago, and on Rigel Orionis 2 years ago. Out of more than 600,000 Mikhailovs in the networked Federation databases, only 8 individuals match these criteria.
8? Yes, including one on Titian, who we discovered after a week of searching, was a 10-year-old boy.
It is hardly my error that the biographical information held for this youth was shockingly incomplete.
Surely what matters is that we have discounted 7 of these potential Mikhailovs.
Leaving us with this last one on Straxes. Aurak, what have you been able to learn?
Alexa Mikhailov is a 32-year-old Federation official. She is academically qualified and has been posted to Straxes for the last 8 months. However, it has not been possible to establish what she is doing there.
Why not?
She is one of 18,000 Federation personnel on the planet, but the purpose of their presence is classified. I am working to obtain access, but I must be circumspect. As the Federation are aware that I can access their networks, I do not wish to make my presence obvious. It may take some time.
Did he just say 18,000 Federation personnel? And we're planning to pay them a visit? Is it too late to take a vote?
You only get to vote in a democracy.
Aurak, what do we know about Straxes?
Straxes is a Class E planet. It has a life-sustaining atmosphere, but the last of its indigenous peoples were forcibly removed by the Federation 2 decades ago.
Why forcibly removed?
That information is also classified.
Of course it is.
So, the Federation evacuates the planet and replaces the population with the equivalent of 15 battalions of its troopers. Why?
Perhaps they're using it as a staging post for Federation operations in this sector.
There is one other piece of information that may be relevant.
Go on.
The planet is often referred to in communications by another name. A code name.
What code name?
Battleground 9.
Battleground? Is there a war going on Straxes?
you lot listening. You know the background. The rebel forces in this area...
Commander?
What is it?
Your ident, Commander. For the audio record.
For the record, then. I am Commander Vos Ferrell, in charge of all Federation forces in Straxis Zone 8. I am about to brief my command team on their roles and objectives. Satisfied?
It is a requirement, Commander. Thank you.
The rebel forces in this area are a threat to our security and authority. The enemy has a stronghold in the hills, 70 miles east of this location.
Our objective is to capture that stronghold and eliminate the enemy threat. Our strategy is hammer and fist. The hammer will be our artillery and will devastate them in their coward's foxholes. And the fist will be our troopers who will meet the enemy face to face and crush them completely. I expect each and every one of you to perform to the maximum.
Know your role and do it. Captain, start the engines. Move us east. I want to be close when we taste victory.
Aye, sir.
Advisory, Commander. Protocol is for the command vehicle to remain static during battle and at least 60 miles from the combat area.
I've given my order. Start the engines.
Aye, sir.
If we're close enough, we may get to crush some of these rebels under our tracks. And you... I don't need your advisories.
I think you do, Commander.
Then keep them to a minimum. What's your name again?
Mikhailov. Alexa Mikhailov.
I'm taking Liberator in on manual. We'll be in teleport range in 2 minutes.
Right. Let's run through it one more time. Eivon and I will teleport down close to the largest Federation grouping on the planet.
And that's a good idea. Why?
It's not difficult, Villa. The more Federation there are, the more likely it is that Mikhailov will be among them.
The more likely it is you'll get zapped within minutes of arriving.
Rather cleverly, we've decided not to teleport into the middle of them, but instead 2 miles away.
I don't intend staying down there any longer than we can help. If it looks too dangerous, we'll teleport back and consider our...
What the hell was that?
Information. Liberator has been attacked.
You don't say.
Put up the force wall.
Confirmed.
We were hit by an energy wave from dead ahead. There are several objects in space directly in our path.
Why didn't the detectors warn us?
Well, they've only just shown up on the detectors. They must have been shielded in some way.
Zen, bring up the main screen. Forward view.
Confirmed.
Satellites. There must be thousands of them.
It looks like they surround the planet. A defense screen of some sort?
Zen, damage report.
The energy wave was targeted on Liberator's weapons array. The neutron blasters have been disabled.
Even if they were operational, destroying several of their satellites would be a sure way of letting the Federation know we're here.
The satellites are tracking Liberator's movement and are responding to it.
Zen's right. They're clustering to close the gaps ahead of us.
Information. A further energy wave has been launched towards the Liberator.
Full power to the forward force wall.
Confirmed.
Damage report!
The force wall deflected most of the energy wave. Effectiveness reduced to 60%.
60? In one strike?
Blake, we can't take much more of this. We've got to make a run for it.
Keep us on course, Jenna.
Blake!
Eivon, let's go.
All of a sudden, a planet swarming with Federation troopers seems like a preferred option.
I'll take you in as close as I dare, but we're on the ragged edge of teleport range here.
Do what you can.
Callie?
Blake and Eivon are on their way to you.
Thank you, Jenna. I'm ready for them.
Callie, we're under attack.
I'm well aware. Teleport coordinates are already set, and here, your bracelets.
Thank you. Once we're down, Jenna will take Liberator back out to a safe distance.
Try to stay within communications range.
This is foolish. Reckless. You're teleporting into the biggest concentration of Federation military we have ever come across.
Foolish. Reckless. Yes. This plan's got you written all over it, Blake.
Put us down, Callie.
Very well. Just be careful. And good luck.
sound and safe.
You wouldn't call it a paradise, would you?
What's happened here?
A war, by the look of it. This forest has been bombarded repeatedly. I think we're even standing in a bomb crater.
Some of this is very old damage. That tree stump over there is dead and withered. But look here. This is fresh.
So, there were two battles fought here. One recent, one not so recent.
I don't know. This isn't right.
What isn't right is that we're standing here discussing tree stumps when we should be finding out how close the Federation are. If we head up the hill, we'll have a better view.
After you.
You seriously think we can find this Mikhailov among a Federation presence of 18,000?
She's not a trooper, but she doesn't seem to be an officer either. She has some specialist role. I'll bet she's at their headquarters. We'll make that our objective, to locate this planet's command and control.
It's a plan.
Thank you.
I didn't say it was a good plan.
Blake, behind you!
Good. The more you two struggle, the more this will hurt.
All right, all right.
Hold them. But don't break them. Not yet. And take their guns. You've got about 1 minute to live unless you start talking. Who are you? Targeting scouts? Or are you on escape and evasion?
We're not Federation.
By your rags and those handmade hatchets you're waving around, I'd say neither are you.
These hatchets will kill you as surely as a Federation blaster, if not quite as immediately. Hang on. I know you.
We have those kinds of faces.
You're Rog Blake, the Renegade. And you, of course, Kerr Avon.
Clever you.
Let them go.
Thank you.
Our guns.
We'll keep hold of them until we know each other better. Come with us. We have to move from here. Get out of sight.
Lead on.
You've made quite an impact, Blake. Kenterel, the Avalon Project, Earth Control. And as for that attack on Space Headquarters, that took nerve.
How do you know all that? The Federation doesn't broadcast its losses.
I used to receive the classified security briefings on you and your group.
Well now, why would you receive those?
Because until recently, I was the Federation governor on the planet Tarsus.
Okay, we'll stop here. Power down. I want the updates from the group commanders. Bring them up on the screens. Where's my aerial coverage? Better. Look at that, Mikhailov. Column after column of troopers, plasma artillery, and tank squadrons. I hope those rebels have said their prayers.
Advisory. The attack forces are strong, Commander. However, you have left almost nothing in reserve.
Advisories again.
Part of my duties, Commander.
I don't need reserves. The strategy I've devised cannot fail. I want every trooper and every plasma shell I've got engaged in combat.
In the event of a setback, have you empowered ground commanders to adapt their tactics?
There will be no setbacks. And my commanders will do as I order. Tactics will not be changed.
Commander?
Open the command channel. Artillery units, stand by for the first phase. A creeping barrage targeting the approach to the rebel stronghold. On my order. That'll soften up these wretches before I send in the troopers. Artillery, fire!
You were a planetary governor?
For 12 years.
How does a Federation plenipotentiary find himself leading a rebellion on Straxes?
This is no rebellion. This is a fight for...
Incoming! Get down!
Everyone all right?
There are more on the way.
There's a full-scale attack on the way. Everybody, run!
You heard the man, Blake.
Everybody, scatter! We'll meet at the rally point. You two, try and stick with me.
We're right behind you.
Good. Good. Keep it going. And tell the ground commanders I want skirmishers to start moving forward behind the barrage.
Skirmishers are deploying, Commander.
They'll soon root out anyone who survives the barrage.
What will they do with prisoners?
Prisoners? Who said anything about prisoners?
Blake, where are you?
Damn, can't see a thing in this smoke.
Blake,
this is Avon.
Where are... Blake,
is that you?
Where do you come from?
I could ask you the same thing, trooper.
Get off him!
All right.
You, get up and keep your hands where we can see them.
If you say so. But if I'm standing up just so you can shoot me down, that seems like a waste of effort.
You read my mind. Firing squad!
Sir, it doesn't show up on the scanner.
Not on the scanner? That's impossible. Here, give me that.
Looking for something?
You don't have a tracker.
A tracker?
Hold him while I look at his neck.
What about my neck?
There's no mark. You've never had a tracker. Who are you? And where are you from?
I find it hard to remember things when guns are being pointed at me.
Oh, maybe you won't die just yet. Take him to the command vehicle for interrogation.
Excellent. The advance is ahead of schedule. My skirmishers have met no resistance, and our battalions and tank squadrons are moving forward.
The rate of advance is fast, Commander. Advisory, you should keep your lines level to avoid exposing your flanks.
I know what I'm doing.
A message for you, Commander.
I'll take it on my screen. What's this? A prisoner? What are we doing taking prisoners?
Prisoners can be a valuable source of intelligence.
It says this one has no tracker in it.
How can he have no tracker?
Is this a test?
Oh, life is a test. Don't you think, Commander?
We'll wait here for now. If the others have survived, they'll come here. It's our rally point.
Avon! Blake! Can you hear me? Avon!
What's happened to him?
We were separated when the last barrage came down.
Well, he'll have to take his chances, I'm afraid.
There's no sign of him. And now the barrage has moved on. The smoke's clearing. You can see for miles from here.
Take a look over there. See? At the bottom of the valley. Maybe 5 miles off.
Good grief.
About 6,000 troopers, would you say? And maybe a couple of hundred tanks.
All of them heading this way.
And eager for our blood.
Garmon, what's going on here? If this isn't a rebellion, why are they coming after you?
The Federation put us here.
Put you here? For what purpose?
To die. That's our purpose. To die so that the Federation can teach its people to kill. This is a Federation training world. We're live targets for their trainees.
Right. We're holding station 200 spatial from the satellite screen.
Are you sure we're safe here?
We have to be close enough to respond if Blake and Avon call.
Maybe 400 spatials is close enough.
We wouldn't be sure to pick up their call at that distance.
I'm willing to take that chance. What's that?
An inhibitor signal emanating from the satellites is causing critical system failures.
Get us out of here, Jenna!
I can't! can't. We're losing power.
Power links shutting down. Navigational systems inoperable. Life support is being targeted.
Zen, what is the nature of this inhibitor signal?
Critical failure of this unit is imminent. Running diagnostic of the incoming signal. The sink.
Quickly, Zen!
Signal is an electro disruptor. Operating across sigma channels. 26 to 185.
Sigma 26 to 185. I can block that.
This unit is.
We've lost Zen.
Life support is compromised. Worse than that, we're venting oxygen.
I said I can block that.
Zen, get on with it.
There was this apartment complex on Earth. Paranoid they were about intruders. Their perimeter security had sigma field protection. This field worked on the Terran channels 22304.
This might be the last story I hear. Villa!
This is a good story, Callie. Has a happy ending.
Villa!
I robbed those apartments blind.
Information. This unit is restored.
Villa! You've done it!
Easy, really. A multi-frequency pulse. Transmitted through the communications channel. Well, I say easy.
Oh, that was close. Can you block those things permanently?
I don't know. Maybe.
The satellites are continuing to scan the Liberator.
Aurak.
Yes, what is it?
The satellite network around Straxus. Can you detect what it is intending to do?
The satellites have intelligent learning programs. They are analysing a signal pulse that is emanating from Liberator.
Yes, that's mine.
Very good. This pulse is preventing them from disabling Liberator's power supply and destroying you all.
Could they overcome the effect of Villa's signal?
They will, in time, be able to neutralise Liberator's defences. It is possibly a matter of minutes.
Jenna, we really do have to get out of here.
This time, I think I agree with you.
Forward! Forward!
Squad leaders are acquitting themselves well.
They're carrying out my orders.
Advisory. I have an interim report on your progress, Commander.
Go on.
The deployment of so many resources against a poorly defended objective is profligate. As I mentioned, you have failed to keep a strong reserve force. You have also failed to empower your ground commanders to react to difficulties without referring to you. In short, although first phase objectives have been achieved, this has been at great expense. In the face of low opposition and without allowing your officers to show initiative.
What matters is getting the job done.
You are using a sledgehammer to crack a brittle nut. You also fail to recognize that your role is to be strategic commander. You should have a tactical commander working under you.
Finished.
The purpose of the interim report is to highlight shortcomings you might want to address. Although these are so fundamental that I'm not sure...
Battle tracer or not, I don't take kindly to criticism from someone who comes from Delta Grade stock. You were born in the baby farm slums of outer Europe, weren't you, Mikhailov? Parents were municipal workers. Why don't you go and clean a street, Battle Tracer? Empty a few garbage pods. After all, your father can't anymore. Your dead father.
You're not the first to try and goad your Battle Tracer. Your research identified my family history. Well done. But you should have researched Battle Tracer's psychological induction, which prepares us for this sort of thing. My judgment is impartial, Commander.
I'm an Alpha Grunt. I'm also a field commander with 5 years' experience on the outpost worlds. I have campaign ribbons for Genghis and Revital. I shouldn't even be here on this school planet.
You're here, Commander, because of the excesses of your campaign on Luminal 3. Don't look so surprised. Of course I know.
You can call me Sir Battle Traitor.
No, Commander. As a battle tracer, I'm not subject to the Federation military code. I have no formal rank. I sit outside the hierarchical structures and observe. So I won't be calling you sir.
Be careful you don't go too far. Our prisoner is here. The one with no tracker. I'll speak to this one myself.
Advisory. Commander, do you really think you should be absenting yourself from the command deck during an assault?
I tell you what, Mikhailov, why don't you let me get on with it and give me your unwanted feedback later?
As you wish, but I'll come with you.
I don't need you. Ugh, whatever. Come and be the irritating buzz in my ear. Listen to me, Mikhailov.
Commander?
If you're thinking of failing me, if you're thinking of having me disqualified from command, it will have consequences for you.
Consequences?
You're right. I've done my research. Your father's dead, but your mother lives. You've looked after her, haven't you? But her citizen rights can be revoked like that. Terrible life being a non-citizen. No habitation, no food ration. They don't live long.
Empty threats.
My father revoked citizenship for fun. Trust me, this is no empty threat. I don't expect a low score, Battle Tracer. Understand me?
I understand you very well.
They seem to be regrouping in the valley. Is this really a training exercise?
Troopers and officers come here to be trained and refreshed in battle techniques. The exercises run continuously. There are a dozen war zones. This is Zone 8.
And you and your people, you're the enemy?
The Federation deliver prisoners to this world to act as living targets. There are thousands at any one time. But life expectancy is short. Most are killed within a day or two.
How long have you been here?
Nearly 4 months. I know Federation tactics. Most of the prisoners don't have a clue. They're a mix. Hardened criminals, political dissidents, even the occasional court-martialed Federation trooper.
How does a planetary governor finish up on Battleground 9?
I rediscovered my humanity. I'd been uneasy for years at the growing cruelty of the Federation. Valena convinced me.
Valena?
A principality on Tarsus that had been allowed to keep its autonomy. Federation intelligence learned about a meeting of opposition groups there. The meeting was attacked, everyone was murdered. The Royal House protested, and in response, Valena was occupied, brought under full Federation jurisdiction, and the royal family was interred.
I'd heard rumours about that.
I intervened on behalf of the Valenans. I spoke out in support of their historic rights and denounced the murders. I was arrested, very publicly. They manufactured evidence that I was in league with groups planning terrorist attacks against public places. The trial was a farce.
That sounds familiar.
I was convicted of sedition and condemned to Battleground 9. But they made a mistake bringing me here. I'm not prepared to be a target, waiting to be killed so a Federation recruit can find out whether he can aim straight or not. I started organizing some of the prisoners into a fighting force almost as soon as I arrived.
To fight back?
It's therapeutic to take out the occasional trooper. And we take our chances where we can. But for now, our main objective is to survive.
You seem to have a talent for that. Surviving 4 months here, that's impressive. You say you know Federation tactics?
I oversaw Federation campaigns on Tarsus. I know their strategies. I know how their commanders are trained to operate. I use that knowledge to anticipate them.
Garmon, you could be very useful to us.
Useful?
With your knowledge of how the Federation thinks and plans, of course. And I can get you off this planet. I have a ship. You've been briefed, you must know.
The Liberator?
Yes.
You take me and my people.
Not all of you. You said yourself, there are hardened criminals here.
Many were as unjustly convicted as me. I've made a promise to them, Blake. I'm not about to run out on them.
I'm not saying we can't take any.
If you take me, you take them. And you'd be saving hundreds of lives.
All right. If we can, we will. Although, for now, I can't even speak to my ship.
Then we need to concentrate on the job in hand, keeping everyone safe from this Federation attack.
Do you have a plan for that?
First step is for us to disappear.
I'm sorry, disappear?
The Federation has us on a leash. They can monitor our movements. Each prisoner on Straxes has a nano-tracker embedded in their neck. See this scar?
I see it.
The tracker is too deep to be removed. But there could be a way to block it. Using this. The composition of this dirt is similar to the soil on Tarsus. It has a high iron content.
So?
We used trackers on Tarsus to monitor inmates in the marshland prisons. A senior security official once confided to me that a wearer had worked out that he could avoid being tracked by smearing his neck with mud. The iron content diffused the reading, apparently.
That really worked?
Well enough for him to almost succeed in escaping. But I've not tested it yet. Too dangerous. I don't want the Federation suspecting we can do this until we're ready. And now, we're ready.
Thumbscrew time, is it?
Who are you and what are you doing here?
Straight to the point.
I'm in charge here and your life is in my hands. Answer my question.
And you are...
Battle Chaser Mix...
Who she is irrelevant. Answer my question.
I'm just a passerby.
You are a most unlikely passerby. My troop has removed a bracelet from you. A communications device of some kind, it seems. With whom were you communicating?
Nobody. It's purely decorative.
Who are you? You don't have a tracker, so you're not one of the condemned. Tell me what you're doing in my war zone.
War zone?
Are you part of the setup? Is he some variable I'm not supposed to know about?
I don't know what you're talking about, really.
I can have you killed. You will answer me.
Commander.
What?
If this man doesn't have a tracker, he's not part of the scenario. He's an anomaly. And anomalies are not your responsibility. They're mine. You should return to the exercise.
Don't tell me what to do, you Delta Grey... Very well. But before this day is over, I'm going to know who this man is and what he's doing on Straxes.
That's what I want to know, too.
And if you can't find out, Mikhailov, I certainly will. One way or another.
You're Mikhailov?
What do you mean by that?
Tell me what's going on here. This is an exercise.
You really don't know?
Would I ask otherwise?
This is a battleground planet for the training and testing of the Federation military. You're in the middle of a full-scale training exercise.
And you, Mikhailov, your role is...
I'm a battle tracer. An umpire of sorts. I observe and report.
What else do you do?
Enough about me. Who are you?
Oh, the name thing. Let's not do the name thing.
I can protect you from the excesses of Feral's interrogators for only so long. You would do best to talk.
I can tell the two of you don't get along.
Battle tracers are always unpopular.
Right, time to end this, Captain.
Sir?
Message to all ground commanders. Initiate the final phase. Let's crush these rebels once and for all. Remind them, no prisoners. We're dealing with scum who've been put here to die.
Yes, sir.
And Captain, while our battle tracer's not here to question it, move us forward. I want to be very close when this is over.
Sir?
We're moving. I have to go.
My name is Avon.
Ah, we're doing the name thing now, are we?
Kerr Avon.
Kerr Avon? I know that name. Yes, you're one of Blake's people.
I'm not with his group anymore. We had a falling out.
I don't believe you.
Doesn't matter if you believe me or not. It happens to be true. He put me down here and left.
Through the satellite screen? I don't think so.
We have a teleport system. He didn't need to come through the screen. But I'd rather talk about you.
Me?
You're interesting. You're Federation. You're close to the military, but you're not military. You're in a position of authority, but the commander called you a Delta Grade.
My parents were Delta Grade.
You're intelligent, and if you know what the life of a Delta Grade is like, I imagine you're not a supporter of some of the Federation's methods.
We live in the times we do, and there's not a lot we can do to change it.
Oh, you should meet Blake. He thinks he can change everything.
You're right, though. I am intelligent. As well as being an expert in battle theory, I'm also a qualified strategic analyst. And I know when I'm being played and lied to.
But you don't wholly approve of the Federation.
As it happens, I owe you and your group something of a debt of thanks. My brother was addicted to the narcotic shadow. He was only willing to seek treatment when the supply dried up.
So?
So, we had some troopers here for retraining. They were indiscreet. They mentioned they were on Zondar when you and your friends destroyed the shadow fields there. You wiped out the source of the drug that was killing my brother. So, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Alexa.
I didn't tell you my first name.
No, Alexa. You didn't.
They're moving forward.
This must be the final push. They'll be coming up this hill shortly. We need to move.
All of you, move out! And spread yourselves! No group bigger than pairs!
We made our base in a cave network in the next valley. That will be their objective.
But we're not going there.
Not all of us, no.
Incoming! Get down!
Just a little nudge. Trying to get us to retreat to the caves. That's where they want us.
Garmin, down there. That looks different. And big.
Well, well. That's the command vehicle. They don't usually come this close to the action.
Is that where this attack is being led from?
Absolutely. Probably some green around the Guild's commander playing war games for the first time and got lost.
This is an opportunity. Take that out. And their chain of command is broken. Take control of it, and you've got weapons and a means of transport to outrun the Federation.
You could be right. I don't know about our chances, but what have we got to lose?
There are only a few troopers around it. If you could get close.
There's a stream down there. Time to put this theory about blocking the trackers with mud to the test.
How do you know my name?
It's on record, on a Federation database. We have a useful, if annoying, computer that's terribly good at accessing other computers.
Really?
Can you imagine how useful that is? To have a device that can intercept and analyze data on a massive scale.
What?
Imagine if the Federation had some means to do that. They'd keep it a secret, of course, and they'd have smart people working on it. Intelligent people. Strategic analysts, for example.
Enough! I don't know what game you're playing, but I told you I won't be manipulated. In case you've forgotten, you're a prisoner. A high-value prisoner at that.
Mikhailov, listen.
Goodbye, Avon.
Damn.
Commander, what's going on here?
Ah, Battle Tracer! Welcome back. You're just in time to see this finish. Our troops are about to enter the rebel stronghold.
Urgent advisory. Commander, we're much too far forward. We're virtually on the combat line.
Combat will soon be concluded. My forces are attacking the enemy in their cave complex. The rebels are being bombarded. See on the tracker screen how they cluster in the caves, thinking that might save them?
They're all in there.
Look at the tracker signals for yourself. I'll zoom in on the screen. A few, a very few, put up a fight outside the caves, but they didn't last long. There were about 600 inside. Some well-placed plasma grenades took care of them. Our troops are moving in now to finish off any survivors.
Advisory! Commander, what is the strategic purpose of killing the remnants of an enemy that has already been defeated?
Killing the enemy is its own purpose.
Was that your excuse on Luminal 3, when you had those pioneers slaughtered?
I'll have you punished!
Need I remind you, Commander, that you were referred for reassessment because your actions on Luminal 3 were judged to be excessive?
Have it your way. Ground leaders, this is your commander. The kill order is rescinded. Take prisoners where possible.
Sir, squad leader Endon here on the spearhead group. There will be no prisoners, sir.
You've killed them already?
No, sir. They were already dead.
They were all killed by the plasma grenades?
No, sir. We didn't kill them. The place is littered with corpses, but most of them have been dead for some time. The stench...
But they can't be.
You were so sure... Weren't you?
I don't understand.
Don't you? They've gathered the bodies of their dead in those caves. The dead have trackers just like the living. so they look like an attractive target, particularly to a commander who doesn't think his plan can go wrong.
Choose your next words carefully, Battle Tracer.
Which begs the question, Commander. If the dead are being used as a decoy, and the enemy aren't in those caves, then where are they?
Where are they? What's happening? What's happening?
See for yourself, Commander. On the perimeter screen. We're under attack!
Come on, keep going!
Take their guns!
Blake, watch out!
Thanks. That was close.
Anytime. We're gaining the upper hand against these troopers.
I don't think they're going to score well on this exercise.
Urgent assistance! Urgent assistance! Redeploy forward units to protect the command vehicle!
Commander! Advisor!
Yes! Advise!
You have endangered the command vehicle by moving it into an advanced position. This is against basic doctrine. Rescue seems unlikely as the units who could help you are too far away. And as I've mentioned more than once, you haven't kept enough strength in reserve.
Advise! How should I respond?
Energize the skin of this vehicle. Channel the motive power into the chassis to form a defensive shield.
Yes. Correct. Do it! And bring me the prisoner. Bring him!
What do you intend?
I intend to use him as a hostage. And slaughter him in front of his friends if need be.
Forward!
Stop! Get back!
They've activated an energy field.
Gun! Take cover!
Maybe someone in there knows what they're doing after all.
We can take out the gun turret, but we need to defeat that energy field or we don't stand a chance.
Any ideas?
Liberator, this is Blake. Liberator, can you hear me? Liberator, I say again, this is Blake.
Nothing.
Our hostage arrives, which may be unnecessary. Our defense field is keeping your friends back quite nicely.
As a hostage, it's nice to be superfluous.
If necessary, I'll strap you to the outside of this vehicle, and your friends can take as many shots at us as they like.
Threatening me won't stop whoever is attacking you. I'm not one of them. They won't care if I die. And, oh.
No! Get your hands off me!
If you'd rather I didn't shoot your commander's head off, you will now turn off the defense field.
Do it! Do it! Turn off the defense field!
No!
My life is at risk!
All our lives are at risk if the enemy get inside this vehicle.
Mikhailov!
Tell you what, where are the defense field controls?
No, Commander, no!
There! There!
Thank you.
The energy field's off. Even the gun turret's got no power. Forward, everybody! On board!
You heard him! Get on board!
You're gonna kill me?
Can you give me a good reason not to?
We surrender! We surrender!
Don't resist anyone. Let's see if we can live for another day. Drop your sidearms.
Nice to see you, Avon.
Blake. Hello, finally.
Blake? Avon? You're the rebels. The dissidents!
It's good to have a reputation, Blake.
And Abel Garman, traitor to the Federation!
Oh, it appears I have one too. How nice.
Blake, I'd like to introduce you to someone.
Oh?
This is the local Battle Tracer. Her name is Alexa Mikhailov.
She's Mikhailov?
All right. This knowing my name is becoming uncomfortable.
Enough. We have work to do here. I want this lot locked up, out of the way, and we need to get this command vehicle moving, away from Federation units and into the hills.
We need to speak to her.
Why?
She's the reason we came to Stratus. Avon, take her someone out of the way. I'm staying with Garman, and I'll see if I can contact the Liberator.
Come on, Alexa.
And Avon, look there. Your bracelet. They've kept it safe for you.
Kind of them.
Before we go, can I say just one thing?
Go on.
Commander Ferrell, as your battle tracer, I have to inform you that you have scored a fail.
Have your fun, Delta Grade. I'll have mine with you in time.
That'll do, Avon.
I'll see what she can tell us.
The tables are turned, then. Now you are my interrogator.
I have some questions.
About data collection programs, I imagine.
I'm not a Federation Inquisitor.
It hardly matters. Sorry to disappoint you, but the project that I heard, overheard, referred to as Federac, was disbanded over a year ago.
Federac, that was its name?
I had very little to do with it.
Well, if it was disbanded and you had little to do with it, I don't suppose there can be much harm in talking about it.
Very well. For my brother.
No! Stop! What are you doing? We need to use this equipment!
I'd suggest to you there are some hardened criminals among your people. Not so easy to control.
So much for your band of brothers, Garman.
Stop! Listen to me! We need to drive this thing. We need to get out of here before...
What's happened? Why the engine failure?
Weapons targeting systems are down too. The hub must have taken control.
You're not going anywhere.
What does that mean, the hub has control?
The hub is the nerve center of Straxis. They monitor all the zones. They must have some way of remotely shutting down our controls. No! Oh, I should have anticipated this.
I imagine right now the battle exercises in the other zones are being paused and their personnel are being redirected. To bolster the units here and stop this outrage.
Garman?
I'm sure he's right. We've not got much time. The strategy will be containment and elimination. They'll close a ring round us. They won't take any prisoners. They'll hit us with everything they've got.
There has to be a way to... That's the Liberator. Liberator!
Can you hear me?
Blake, yes, we hear you.
Where the hell have you been?
We had to go out of contact range. The satellites were too dangerous.
Have the neutron blasters been repaired?
Yes. Blake, we're on a run back towards you, but we're expecting to come under satellite attack again shortly. We have to be quick, in and out. Are you ready to go?
I need you to get Liberator through that satellite screen if you possibly can.
I don't know.
I'm with a group, and we're about to come under attack. We need evacuation, and we need Liberator to provide air cover. If you can get in close and fire on the Federation positions, Villa and Callie can teleport down with bracelets.
We're just about in teleport range now.
And we aren't long away from coming under attack. We need Liberator's firepower.
Hang on, Blake. We'll be there shortly. Zen, flight controls to manual. Raise the radiation flare shield and clear the neutron blasters for firing.
Confirmed. Flight controls now set to manual. Radiation flare shields are raised. Neutron blasters are cleared for firing.
Thank you, Jenna. And good luck.
Jenna, this is suicide!
Keep working on your multi-frequency pulse, Villa. Do what you can to disrupt those satellites. Here we go. I haven't run a blockade in a long time.
The engines have stopped.
You were going to tell me about the data capture project, Federac.
Because of my Delta Grade background, I wasn't trusted with full knowledge of the program. As an analyst, I expected to be involved in turning the data into usable intelligence. But I'd hardly begun before I was reassigned to Battleground 9.
You did some work on the project, though.
There was a physical network node on a planetoid in Outer Gal that the Federac project used. I helped set it up, but I heard it was shut down soon after I left.
Why? The program failed?
I've no idea. I saw some of the data produced. It was low-grade material. Surprisingly so. It looked like something any regular intelligence unit might have produced. Maybe that's why it was closed down.
Or perhaps low-grade material was all you were allowed to see. And perhaps what you heard was a lie, and it was never shut down.
It was certainly important to the Federation.
Why do you say that?
A section leader told me that the President himself was overseeing the program, and the Supreme Commander was being kept out of the loop.
This was the President's own project?
If what I was told was right.
Well, that is interesting. This planetoid, could you point it out on a star chart?
Probably.
Come with me. There must be star charts on the command deck.
Information. The satellites are regrouping. Liberator is at 10 spatials and closing.
Why have they not fired yet? Aurak?
The satellites are acting as they have done all along. Intelligently.
Are you suggesting they're luring us in?
An energy wave has been fired towards the Liberator.
The satellites have held fire until now. Yes.
They're still powered on some screens. The tactical maps.
They want us to see them coming.
They're closing in on all sides. But I don't know. If your people run, there's a possibility to the southeast...
With trackers to help them find us? The mud is only a temporary blocker. Even without the trackers, it would be easy pickings for them. No, we have to hope your people can get here.
What's happening?
We're getting out of here. With Garman and his people. Liberator's on its way. Jenner's running the satellite screen.
That doesn't sound very sensible. In the meantime, I need a star chart.
Not possible. We've lost almost all power. The Federation have hacked us remotely.
Damn!
I can tell you the planetoid was near Verox 2. That was our staging post. And it was only a half day from there towards Verox 3.
Helping our enemies now, traitor! Delta Grade bitch!
He's got my gun!
Alexa!
Stay back! Stay back, all of you! Who wants to be next?
Alexa! Alexa, talk to me. You'll be fine. Do you hear me?
Avon, didn't I say? I know when I'm being lied to. Goodbye.
Alexa!
If no one wants to join her, you'll open a communications channel with Federation Central Control.
That won't do you any good. Don't you know the protocol for these situations?
Do it!
Do as he says. Open a communications channel.
Isn't that wise?
It won't help him.
This is Federation Control. If you're calling to surrender, it is too late.
No! This is Commander Ferrell. Ident 183174. I have regained control of my command vehicle. I have the rebels at gunpoint. I have high-value prisoners. Blake
we
and...
We are in assault phase red. No incoming communications are to be trusted, as the targets may attempt subterfuge.
Are you quoting a manual at me? Are you a trainee?
The Federation artillery are very close now.
My father is Margus Ferrell. You have to do what I say. Stop the attack!
Incoming communications are not to be trusted. Transmission ends.
No!
It turns out, Commander, that you're as dispensable as any other Federation functionary.
They can't do this! They can't! They wouldn't! I'm an officer of the...
I'll have that.
No!
How do you like it, Commander, when it's you the gun's pointing at?
No! Please!
Brace yourselves!
Liberator, this is Blake. We need that air support now.
That sounds serious.
Garman?
Yes?
I want you to put this on. It's a teleport bracelet. It'll take you back to our ship.
No.
You could be of such use to us. I want you safe. My crew will come back with more bracelets to get the rest of us off.
I think we both know it's too late for that. I'm not letting you kill yourself for me, and I won't run out and leave my people to die.
You have teleport? You can get out of here. Take me with you. Take me with... My legs!
You're not going anywhere, Commander.
They're right on top of us. Avon, are you all right?
Just about. That was a direct hit.
Please, the pain!
If it helps, I don't think you'll be feeling any pain soon. Blake, take this back. And go. Get to your ship. We'll make a run for it.
You'll never make it.
Oh, you never know. There's always a chance.
Goodbye, Avon.
Goodbye, Roger. Avon.
Goodbye.
All right, everyone, get out! Run! And keep running!
Don't leave me here!
Where is everyone?
I was placed here to recover you while the others attempt to save the Liberator.
Save the Liberator?
The auto-repair circuits are struggling to cope with the damage inflicted by the Straxis satellites.
Let's get to the flight deck.
If there's still a flight deck to get to.
Bring Aurak! What's happening?
We've inflicted a lot of damage on the satellites. But they've inflicted more on us. The engines are failing. The ship's power systems are affected too. We've no weapons, no force wall.
The good news is that we're so badly damaged, the satellites have decided to leave us alone now.
Look at this place. We'll leave you alone for 5 minutes.
You may wish to know, I have intercepted a transmission on Straxis. A squadron of pursuit ships has been launched to investigate the damage caused to the satellite screens. They will arrive shortly.
Jenna, do we have any motive power at all?
We're drifting, Blake. There's almost nothing.
No engines, no weapons, no force wall. Pursuit ships on the way.
And we're hanging here, helpless. A sitting target.